Praise the Lord.
We're going to pray. Then I will invite our sister, Sister Dora, to come and give us a special number 2 message. Father, we thank you for our gathering together this morning. Bless us together and compass us with sons of victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we remember now Sunday at Elijah and the church over there in Ukraine. To you, them under your name. Because your word says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous are saved. Abba, Father, thank you for that church. Hear your cry. Lord, we spoil the plans of Putin. We dethrone it in the name of Jesus Christ. Your principality over Russia. We pull you down. You powers that are calling for blood, we pull you down. We cast your plans in the name of Jesus. We call for a turnaround in Russia, for Croatia, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, choir. I want our sister to sing for us right now.
It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven, and many are the toss on our way. It's not an easy road, but the Savior is with us. His presence gives us joy. No, no, it's not an easy road. No, no, it's not an easy road. But Jesus walks beside us and brightens the journey. So nothing can harm us as smooth the rugged path for our feet. No, no, it's not an easy road. No, no, it's not an easy road. Was beside us and brightens the journey and light in every heavy load. Though I often fussle and weary from travel, though I am awful bowed down. Coming when home in that glory we meet in perfect peace over there. No, no, it's not an easy road. No, no, it's not an easy road. Was beside us and bright is the journey and light in every heavy load. No, no, it's not an easy road. Jesus was beside us. How bright is the journey, how light in every heavy door. Praise Amen. The Lord.
Let's put our hands together. Hallelujah. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, I'll be sharing a scripture with you. I want you to pray for me while you are sitting down there so that we'll enjoy this message together. The title of the message is Strive to Enter In at the Straight Gate. Luke 13, 23 through 25. There's a re-echo on this mic. Last time I was here before you, I shared something on the strong foundation from Luke chapter 6, verse 46 through 40. I just want to use that one as a springboard. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings, and do it them. I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and lay the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the street beat vehemently against the house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. So if we have a solid foundation, no matter the storm, no matter the crisis, no matter the temptation, upheavals, we will stand, we will remain firm in the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the message I shared with you last time. But today, we're going to talk about strive to enter. Now, why would Jesus Christ made that statement? Let's see verse 23 of Luke chapter 13. It was somebody that asked Jesus Christ that question. Luke 13, verse 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, we seek to enter in, I shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and had shut to the door, and you begin to stand without, to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. We pray this will not be our portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, give us the grace to strive to enter the straight gate. Now, the Lord said, strive to enter the straight gate. Then he now said, for many will seek to enter. I will not be able. Why? That's why I asked my wife to sing that song. It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven. You have the giants on the way. You have the snakes on the way. You have Boko Haram on the way. You have all of them. But remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said, he that putteth his hand upon the plow and look back, it's not fit for the kingdom of heaven. You have to die to yourself. Because if you are holding to the things of the world and you are running the race, no, you cannot go through that eye of a needle. It's not possible. Remember, God will not make it easy for you. The devil will not make it easy for you. Now, Jesus Christ has already paid the price. It's not going to make a shortcut for you. That's why I say it will not make it easy. No shortcut. The same road we all pass. I started taking some inventory about myself. I discovered, and now I've become easily irritated. Agiloti, that is what they call it in Greek. Irritability. Now, how do we overcome that? I will show you some things that the Lord brought to my spirit while I was studying. About what we hinder people for entry. Because Christians are dying too, just like the unbelievers. Christians, they don't come back to tell you, my brother, I found myself in hell. They don't come back to tell you. Only few are entering there. Only few. Be among the few. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, the race is not we, you and God. Run the race. Carry your cross daily. Hallelujah. What happened to that zeal you had when you gave your life to Jesus? I see, my mind still go back to the 70s. What happened to that zeal? You go to the wilderness. You spend time with God. You pray. You fast with a keg of water. No brother, no father, no mother. You are in the wilderness. What for? Because you want to get there. Jesus Christ has paid the price. We need to get there. Hallelujah. Let me take it gradually. Now, this is what is the Paul taught Paul. The Lord taught Paul in the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. I wanted to see what the Lord said there. He said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. The fruit of a born-again Christian is as follows. Love. That's a package that came when you give your life to Jesus. You start noticing love, joy, peace. As you continue to walk, you start experiencing others. Now, if these fruits are there, you will not miss heaven. Hallelujah. This is the way. If you want to marry, look for this fruit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is what God is looking for. This is for character. And this is for holiness. Want to look, find how God looks like? He's here. And God wants you to see how he looks like. God is holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. This is for holiness. Hallelujah. The gifts of the Holy Spirit for power. Healing of the sick. Working on miracles. And so on and so forth. But that one can take you to hell. But this one will take you to heaven. If you don't handle the other one, you go down to hell. We'll come so famous that the man of God said, three things we need to guard against. Woman. To the woman, to the women, man, popularity, fame, then say money. I need to repent because I discover, like I said about anger, is among the things that the Lord tabulated for me. We need to search our hearts and see if in anything putting spot or wrinkle, blemishes in our spiritual garment. Now, if we go to Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 4, there he says, therefore now, no condemnation to them who are in Christ. Let's look at it. Romans chapter, okay. There's therefore now, no condemnation. If you are in Christ, no condemnation. Which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh. After the flesh, there's condemnation. Who allow the flesh to dominate us, to rule us. There's condemnation. Then, in the next verse. For the law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and of death. That one is still working. The law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from sickness and diseases. Hallelujah. The next verse, please. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemning sin in the flesh. That one has been done. Those who were afraid of death drive all their lifetime. Jesus Christ went and paid the price. Even went to hell for you. So we don't need to go there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll run. Run. Now he said, strive. That is to say, contend. Fight. Wrestle to enter. Because there are forces of darkness that want to stop you. Classmates, friends, unfriendly friends want to stop you. But you have to press. Continue pressing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we continue to strive, the British people use the word straight. It's not talking about straight line. It's talking about difficulties on the path. Straight. To enter at a straight gate. Now, in Gospel of John chapter 5 verse 39, there he says, search the scripture, in then ye think ye have eternal life. For these scriptures are they that testify of me. Go back to the Bible. The Bible is the mirror. He will not laugh. Like, I went to the bathroom just now. I checked the mirror. A mirror showed me everything. The same thing with the Bible. You go back to the Bible. The Bible will tell you everything. It's left for you to do something about what you saw. Or what you discover. What the Bible is revealing to you. Because the journey is not easy. So I'm a human being like you too. By the grace of God, I've told you about some certain things about my life. Now, I told you about lust. The Lord delivered me from lust. Hallelujah. And my bishop will say, Pastor, yes, there are a lot of pastors who will not have. That time I shared it with you, God told me five brothers in this church that time had a problem. Nobody will come out and say, I have lust. But we will pretend. On that day, when you stand before God, you cannot pretend. The truth of the matter is that you cannot hire the best lawyer when you leave your body. No matter how rich you may be, you cannot hire the best lawyer. When you stand before those angels that are bringing the computer, you'll be seeing things about you. You cannot say no. I pray that will not be your portion to say, depart from me. In Jesus' name, it will not be your portion. Amen. Now, today, they are bringing everything to our houses, to our smart TV, Netflix. What are you doing there? There are some things that are entering your eye gates. They are polluting and contaminating you. Hallelujah. I have a smart TV too. I discovered I became addicted to football, American football. I was not born and raised up here, just 32 years old in America now. But I like football. But that time, special time we were supposed to spend with God, we spent it with football. I used to like tennis. But now, time is running fast. I started thinking, if I leave my body now, I discover I did not make heaven. Can I come back and tell my brothers, I'm here? It's not possible. I went to a meeting some years ago. This man of God came from California. He said in Europe, they dug a hole about a mile plus, and they sent down microphone, and they started hearing voices
people crying in here. That is not our place, brethren. We come to church to renew our strength, to wake us up, that we pray, continue pressing and pressing. Because when you leave the church, it's not Sunday affair. It's daily affair. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Time is short. God can call you anytime. If you are called, be ready. Hallelujah. Be ready. Be ready. Now, let me not take too much time. Let me show you some things the Lord shared with me. Why will somebody miss heaven? Disobedience. Number one. Disobedience. Remember Abraham. No Bible for Abraham to read. He heard the voice of God. God said, leave your family. Everybody, go to a place I will show to you. Abraham left and started walking. Now, we can read about Abraham, about Elijah, about Moses, about David. But we are still struggling. What is going on? We spend too much time with things that will not take us to heaven. Remember what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 13. It says, cares of this life, deceitfulness of riches, choke the word and become it unfruitful. Let that not be your portion. Hallelujah. No matter the house you have, it's not wise for you to buy a house. You cannot sleep in your house because you are working to make money to pay the mortgage. Is that not stupid? You buy a car because you are competing and you cannot pay for the car. You can't sleep in your bed because you are paying for the car so that they will not come and repossess your vehicle. Is that smart? No. Cares of this life, deceitfulness of riches, choke the word and become it unfruitful. Hallelujah. Say disobedience. The next thing, then took me to Samuel, First Samuel. No, not for Samuel. That is, I will quote that scripture for you. It's about ravens, birds. They obeyed God. The Lord said, flying bird obeyed me. But you who is created in the image and likeness of God will not obey. Something's wrong in that picture. Birds, they don't have kitchen to cook meat and bake bread and take to Elijah. God said, I have commanded the ravens to feed you, Elijah. Think about that. You are created in the image and the likeness of God. What are you doing with the word of God? When last did you win a soul to God? Brother, sister, classmates. When last did you give a tract to somebody? Jesus Christ loves you. That reminds me. Last week, I picked somebody from the airport. The moment the guy entered the vehicle, the Lord said, Islam, the nation of Islam, Luciferica. I was wondering, why will he tell me that? When we went from those some distance, I brought that tract and gave to him. I said, Jesus Christ loves you. He said, what's that for? What's that for? I said, Jesus Christ loves you. He said, respect, we'll be respectful now. Be respectful now. I'm not interested. I belong to Nation of Islam, Luciferica. Exact same word God gave to me when he entered the vehicle. I didn't know what to do with that word of knowledge. And his name is John. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want you to meditate on the ravens. God commanded them to feed Elijah. I saw something. And I used to work for a princess. All those people who came for training, they put their tables and everything outside, feeding them. See, ravens will come and perch on the roof. Do you know what they do? They bring the one that they can tame, either a hawk or an eagle. Somebody will be carrying that. And those ravens will run away. They know, we can't come close to this one. Because that is how they were picking food from the king's palace and bringing it to Elijah by the brook. God commanded them. When the brook dried up, they stopped coming. Had it been Elijah was not there. Let's think. How did they know the exact place where Elijah would be? Brethren, God commanded the ravens. Do they go to Bible school? No. What grammar school did they go to? None. God commanded them. They did the exact same work that God commanded them. What about you? Are you still here? Praise the Lord. Okay, let me leave that one. Remember Saul. He disobeyed God. He was supposed to be the king of Israel. Though he was trying to play the role of a priest as well. He lost the kingdom. Let me hurry. The next thing, lukewarmness. For that reason, many will miss heaven. Don't be lukewarm. Those who are lukewarm, Lord said, I will spit them out of my mouth. Continually be a part of God. Obey him. Hallelujah. The next one, say, unforgiveness. Brethren, that is risky in running this race. Don't harbor unforgiveness in your heart towards anybody. You have no right to do that. Remember when Peter asked Jesus Christ, how many times will I forgive my brother? Is it seven times? Jesus Christ said, 70 times, 49 times in a day. So you have no opportunity to grudge your brother or to harbor bitterness towards your wife. Forgive. Are we still here? Move on. Hallelujah. Because if you don't forgive, it will hinder your prayer. Hallelujah. Then the next thing is worldliness. Remember 1 John 3:15. Love not the world. But we are in the world. Why is God telling us not to love the world? Because if you do, relationship is not there anymore. You are not paying attention to God. You are paying attention to the things of the world. Love not the world. Amen? That is 1 John. Somebody sit there, please. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Okay, let me quickly read from my Bible. Okay. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I believe it's written in your Bible like that too. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. So what do we do? Make sure you love the Father. Be quick to obey him. Amen? It's very, very important. Be quick to obey him. Then again, he said, lack of the fear of God. That thing is sending people to hell. Let us fear God. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 13, 14 says. Can somebody help me with Ecclesiastics? He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments. Keep his sayings. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall not see death. Spiritual death and physical death. The Jews understood him and said, who make thou thyself? Abraham is dead. The prophets are dead. They knew what he was talking about. So keep the sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ. The next one is prayerlessness. Is it only when you come to church you pray? Luke 18:1 says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Let prayer be an addict. Be an addict, addicted, be addict, or what do you call it? Someone who is addicted to prayer. Pray. There's nothing like too much prayer. Hallelujah. If you know how to pray, God will come visiting you and will be giving you prayer points. Pray for this nation. Pray for this brother. Pray for this sister. Let prayer be a lifestyle. Hallelujah. The next thing he said, neglect of the word. How often do you read the Bible? Or do you just read it once in a while? Remember Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That is what we should live by. Take time to meditate on the word of God. I remember the day I meditated on that experience of Elijah. In my living room, it appears snowflakes started falling on me as I was. Because when the scripture is leaving my mind, I will bring it back again. I begin to think about it. That is the secret. There in the Bible, that is why God told Joshua, do this. If you do, you will make your way prosperous and you will be of good success. We want to be of good success. Take time to meditate on the word of God. He didn't say once in a while. Day and night. Don't reverse it. People take time to meditate on their problem. Day and night. But God said, meditate on my word. Day and night. The next thing was liars. Revelation. Don't lie. Let your yes be yes. Let your nay be nay. The next one is lust. I will spend time here. God delivered me. Sometime in the future, I will share with you process I went through. That God to set me free. Hallelujah. Now David, a man of war, was supposed to be the leader of the army. They were in the battlefront. He was in his house relaxing. Walking on top of the roof, and he saw a woman bathing. Now, in Africa, except now, before, it's just a zinc or maybe a building, nothing covering the roof. So if you are in your own roof, you will see someone bathing. That is what happened to Bathsheba. It's not that she was in a place called Skin, where people go and check a beautiful lady. No. She was just innocent, doing her own normal thing. David saw, and David did not stop. You see, you keep looking. Please stop looking. Make covenant with your eyes. When you see parts, you see this, you see that, turn your eyes. Repent immediately. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. And the Lord will help you. Hallelujah. The unfortunate thing is that some women, they don't even know how to dress anymore. Now, it takes two to commit adultery. The woman who showed everything and the man who started looking. They have the same problem. And there's an old woman who was working with me in those days. He said, women, they have problem with their ears. Men have problem with their eyes. It's true. Women, you tell them, I will buy you a house in Hong Kong. Meanwhile, the person who's saying it doesn't even have a bicycle. And they will believe. Praise the Lord. You still like me? Hallelujah. Now, David did not stop there. They told him, that is your servant's wife. That was a roadblock. No more. Don't go beyond there. And he went ahead. Had enjoyed her. And discovered pregnancy came now. He went ahead, killed Uriah. Is it not the same thing that I see going on in the world today? And a young man will come around and tell you sweet nothings. You fall for it, you think you love me and get to marry me. It's a lie. He saw something. It's just after your flesh. When pregnancy will come and say, I'm pregnant. No, it's not for me. When you insist, the next thing is to abort. Praise the Lord. Are you still here? Are we in the church? We shall know the truth. The truth shall set us free. Hallelujah. This same thing that I'm talking about is an issue that God delivered me from. Hallelujah. I told you that time. This 6 feet tall lady, after I released her from jail, she called me up. I'm not going to go in detail. Apart from saying she's beautiful, there was something extra following her. Thank God, God delivered me that day. I say, thank God, God delivered me that day. If not, I would have been in trouble. Because if you sleep with somebody like that, those spirits will enter. Then you become reckless. You see anybody with a skirt, you go. Lord have mercy. Let me not take too much time on that one. Let's look at the next thing. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 8. I'll try and bring this to a close now. Proverbs 3. Don't lean on your own understanding. Say, trust in the Lord with some of your heart. What did he say? And lean not unto thy own understanding. Why? Because your understanding is limited. Your understanding can lead you to trouble. In all your ways, did he say some of your ways? Acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Who will direct your path? God. Table it before him. Wait patiently for him. He will direct you. Hallelujah. Now, this scripture, the Lord gave it to me some years ago. I gave a portion of testimony of how God delivered me from trouble in America. Because anything I decide to lean on my understanding, to do what others are doing, I run into trouble. But God was with me in trouble and delivered me. Hallelujah. That the lawyer said, they would have, this one is enough for them to deport you. But thank God, God was with me. He brought me here for a purpose, and that purpose will surely materialize. Let me just stop there and go to another one. The last one is anger. Anger. Ephesians 4, verse 26. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. He's looking for a place. This is the easiest way. I heard a testimony from a man who used to work for the devil. After he gave his life to Jesus, and he was saying, if you want to get to a Christian, look for a way to provoke that Christian. When he's angry, he's open. Then they can attack. Guard against anger. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's very, very important. If you read Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9, and then you say anger is locked in the bosom of a fool. Let's look at it quickly. Ecclesiastes. Nobody is there for me to. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9. This is what he says. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. I pray that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Because when you are angry, you can do a lot of things. After you come to yourself, you say, You mean I said that? You mean I did this? Please guide against anger. You can use your anger wisely. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to pray. I want you to pray this prayer for yourself. That God should give you the grace to strive. That is, to press on to the end. Not to be among those who will be fall by the wayside. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's pray that prayer. Father, we thank you. It's not by power. It's not by might. It is by your spirit. Father, we ask you for grace to strive through that straight gate to end up in your paradise. A place you prepare for us that no one will take our crown. Have mercy upon us, O God. In any way we disobeyed you, in any way we failed you, Father, forgive us. Cleanse us. Wash us clean with your precious blood. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Before I call one of our sisters to testify of what God did for her and took her to heaven, there are two confessions I need to make. I was running a church in a resident inn. When the white family wanted to leave this. And those who were really helping me to pay the Sunday fee I paid. I said, okay, let me just let the church go. But the money that was left with me, I spent it. And the Lord said, redeem yourself. That's what I'm confessing today. I have no right, even if I was a pastor, I have no right to spend God's money. Hallelujah. The other one is about, before my wife came, I found myself masturbating. The Lord said, that's why he sent Kenneth Hagin to me in the vision. I said, Copeland was standing on one side, Clifford Dollar on the other side. He said, you are out of God's will. Please, young men, young girls, don't masturbate. It's against God's will. God hates it. Hallelujah. Why will you confess this thing? Because I want to make heaven. There are some who are doing it. They will not come to say it. God wants me to say it to help you. Be bold about it and repent. Because 1 John 1 9 says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful, he is just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. When you confess, like I confess before the church now, it's done. The devil cannot disturb me with that anymore. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we still here? I'm going to call our sister Letitia Taylor. And God took her to heaven. I want you to listen to this testimony very well. And take out some points. Just put down some points and run with it. It's good. It will bless your life. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I give all honor and glory unto God. When I was asked to come here to share my testimony, I went back to God and asked God, is this your will for me to do? I've learned some hard lessons as my sister was singing, The Journey is Hard. And I've learned some hard lessons. We jump into things without asking God, is this your will? We don't fight as David fought with sword and shield anymore. Our battleground is spiritual. David never went to any battle without asking God, do I go up? I would always jump into any prayer, jump into anything people call, I'm there. But now I've learned to ask God first. Is this your will? The testimony I want to share with you today, the reason I asked God, he explained to me, somebody here needs to be encouraged to know, maybe you've lost a loved one. These last 3 years, many of us have lost somebody. So you need to know, did they make it in or did they not? I lost some very close people to me in 1 week. And it was painful. But I remembered my own journey. Mother's Day 13, May 13th, 2001. I was in California on a 91 freeway with my children in the vehicle. We were going to visit someone for Mother's Day. I was in church 7:30 a.m. and I left church and went home to pick up my children to go to my mother-in-law's home for Mother's Day dinner. My daughter, when I came home to pick up my children who didn't attend church with me that day, said, "Mommy, I had a dream that we was in a bad car crash." And I said, "No, we're going to pray and go as we always do. So we will be okay." Going to my mother-in-law's house, we were fine. But coming back home, somebody hit the back of my Explorer, and the truck began to dance on the tires. And there was many, many cars around me. I didn't want to run into the little cars with a big truck. So I thought to myself, if I turn back to the carpool lane that I had left, I might scratch the wall, but I'm in a truck. It will be okay. I can, you know, get a dent or something fixed. But when I turned the vehicle back to the lane that I had just left, I hit the wall the wrong way. My truck began to flip down the freeway. I was told later that it flipped 5 times. I didn't hear anything. I didn't feel anything. For one moment, everything went silent. It is as though you blink your eyes in a moment of darkness. But you open your eyes, and I was in a banquet hall. I've talked to many people now who have died and come back and shared with me their testimony of what they saw. In that banquet hall, I was with Jesus. He was so bright, I couldn't look in his face. He was sitting at a table shaped like the letter L. The color was as a burgundy red wood. The colors there are so vibrant. It is though the colors are alive. And I had a man standing to my right. I've seen him a few times in life because I had tried to commit suicide. So I believe he was my guardian angel. He's as big as, bigger than a building. But he never lets me see the front of him. He only lets me see him from behind. So I saw the back of his foot, and it had a black leather strap around his heel. And his robe is like a sheer curtain blowing in the wind. And I was so focused on Jesus, I could see him, but I wasn't concerned with him. I was concerned with Jesus and the peace. The peace, there's no earthly words to express the peace. It's like you're swallowed in the peace. I wanted to stay in the peace because for the first time in my life, I had peace. And I looked at Jesus from the floor through preferential vision because he was too bright to look at him. And he doesn't speak to you as we speak to each other from our mouths. It's like we speak to each other from inside to inside. And I felt that he was going to send me back. And I said, "I don't want to go back. I want to stay. I don't want to go back." And he spoke. His words are like if you throw a rock on the water and it ripples in circles. Each word resounds when he speaks to you. And his words were, "No. Go back. I have something for you to do." Each word went, "No, go back." And it wasn't until 2019 he began to explain the things that I saw in a different way. His robe looks like moving ocean. When you see the ocean waves move, it's as water. And it had light that danced off of it, looked like diamonds. So in 2019, I was sharing my testimony with someone, and God said, no, it's not ocean, it's living water. I am the living water. I was like, oh my God. And I say his voice resounds, and God said, no, that is, it's a word for words that magnify. And there's a scripture that says his voice is as many waters. And that's how it sounded, resounded when he spoke. And he began to dissipate and lift as smoke. And he said in 2019, it's not smoke, it's the glory cloud lifting. I said, oh, you waited all these years to explain this to me? I've been sharing it wrong. But I was just so smitten by him. There are no words to truly express that moment with him. Just to be, I've talked to people, my godmom passed away from a ruptured aneurysm. She went to heaven and hell. She has her testimony. But for me to be there and come back, I was resuscitated and brought back. And I opened my eyes in the hospital. My daughter said, Mom, they said you were gone. Your mommy is gone. And so for many, many, many years, I was going through so much hell in my life. I was angry with God. I don't know, maybe others have never been angry with God, but I was angry because I was with you. Why did you send me back to this? This is why I came back. And I was crying, and he stood in my face and pointed his finger in my face and said, if I died for you, can't you live for me? From that day, I owe him. After 11 surgeries later, I stand here to tell you, there is a real Jesus, and there is a real heaven, and there is a real God. And we are all on a journey to make it to heaven. We all want to go to heaven. This is what this is all about. So for many who have lost loved ones that talk to me, God said to me, my brother and his whole family were murdered. And I said, why? And she said, if you asked him if he wants to come back, do you think he would want to come back? That was before my own experience. Now that I've experienced being with Jesus, nothing here compares. Nothing here could ever, even for that moment for me. I didn't get to see all the beautiful things everybody else got to see. I said, maybe because God knows he would have to drag me to go back. I would stay. No, I don't want to go back. But now that I have been back, I'm looking for him everywhere I go. Everything I see, I want to see his face. I want to be with him. I'm almost jealous of people who get to go home. Because I want to go home. I want to finish whatever it is I came to do. So it is true, to be absent from the body is to be present with Christ. And I would explain it as it's like you blink your eye. And God said, doesn't the word say in the blink of an eye, you will be gone. We are going to leave here. And I thank my brother for this message today. I'm looking every moment to hear from God, to see him, to speak. I'm smitten by Jesus Christ. I love him more than anything here. We are all going to be caught up soon because we are watching the word of God happen before our eyes. Wars and rumors of wars, all these things. I watched a movie called Sunday Rapture. They were all in the church as we are now, and many were taken, but some were left. That movie shook me. Like, can you imagine sitting in church service on Sunday morning and the person next to you is gone? You know what just happened. The pastor himself was not taken. He was screaming. We don't know when it's our time. I didn't know that day would be my last day. But I thank God for another chance. I knew the Lord. I was in church. I was on so many committees. But I don't live the same anymore since that day. Because that day woke me up to know you could get in your car, you could have a destination, but it doesn't mean you're going to make it there. So I say to you as I share the truth, heaven is real. See this Jesus for yourself. I thank you for an opportunity to share what Jesus Christ has allowed me to see. I pray someone who your family member knew Jesus is there. Soon we will be too. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. I want the choir to come, please. We'll give our offering. Hallelujah. Let nothing stop you from going to heaven. Let nothing stop you from partaking of rapture. We'll be expecting 77. Pay your price. Consecrate your life. And live that life of holiness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.